Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Commitment is that you are able to get out there and call in and talk on as many radio stations as possible. It's right about 200 right now. It's Mark with you.
And the captain.
And for those that listened last week, there's a lot of stations that only carry us on Saturday evenings, or Sunday evenings, or both, or, you know, any variety thereof. We've got weeknight affiliates, we've got weekend affiliates, and I bet you heard a completely different show than the normal. Captain, what was it like last weekend?
Oh, my gosh. It was, well, the thing I missed the most was just being able to take calls.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to call this show Free Talk Live without callers, so.
It does sound rather hollow.
We did our best. We had, you know, probably, I think we had three hosts every night, just to make sure that we had a variety of, you know, personalities and people bringing in different stories and that kind of a thing to keep things rolling.
2 weeks ago, on Tuesday of the week before last, the Federal Bureau of Investigations busted into the studio and destroyed things, maliciously pulled wires out and basically just took us off the air. And
the terrorists attack,
yeah,
as I like to call
it. It was the raid that could have been a telephone call. And, yeah, not a surprise. They seem to wander through here whenever they darned well feel like it. And, heck, if you're not going to file civil lawsuits against them for it, why wouldn't they? So they did it, and we're trying to put things back together. Our main host, Ian Freeman, who, if you've listened to the show very often, you certainly are familiar with him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He is in the pokey right now, and I don't know when he's going to get out, honestly. His lawyer's asking for bail, but haven't gotten it yet.
And the judge said she would make her decision expeditiously. I did sit in on the bail hearing via Zoom, which had roughly 60 people attending.
Yeah.
I'm assuming
people of eastern Ukraine want to join Russia, which is what they apparently voted for in the election that went for 5 days, or the referendum that went for 5 days. And now Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has signed an application to join NATO as of today and demanded an accelerated procedure for admission. Which, of course, this is being reported by RT.com, and we already know that Putin is saying that he's going to treat this new area of Russia as Russia, and so therefore any attacks on this the eastern former Ukraine, however you want to describe it, the Donbass region and the area south of it, is going to be considered an attack on Russia.
Now, does Ukraine currently it borders NATO, correct?
I believe so. I'm not sure where the NATO cutoff is. I know that NATO has been accused and has been moving eastward over the years since the end of the Soviet Union.
I'm pretty sure it borders
World War II. I think you're probably right about that. I'm not intimately familiar with the geography there. So, of course, Putin does not want NATO coming closer. NATO had originally pledged that they would not move closer to Russia, and of course they've broken that pledge all along the way. Zelensky said Ukraine was already a de facto NATO ally and said he was applying to make it official, calling the ceremonial signing of the application a decisive step. Quote, we trust each other, we help each other, and we protect each other, he said, according to the AP. So, you've got a situation. Go ahead, nobody.
I'll tell you what, you pay off Hunter Biden, you really get your money's worth. I'm impressed.
Yeah. So again, on one side you've got Ukraine joining NATO. On the other side, you've got Russia claiming, you know, ownership. They've now essentially successfully annexed this land of Ukraine. They're claiming it's theirs. Now NATO may be coming in directly to Ukraine, which of course Putin has said he would not stand for if that happened. He certainly is saying he's going to be defending these areas, former Ukraine areas, as parts of Russia. So, I mean, you've got the tinderbox is getting even more, you know, it's getting hotter here, right? Like, this is getting even more serious by the moment. It's a proxy war right now, and everybody knows it, because the U.S. government and the Western European nations are sending various different types of aid and billions of dollars and euros to Ukraine, but they haven't actually set troops in there per se directly yet. And of course, if Ukraine is able to join NATO, then NATO will be able to do that without having to, you know, have its proxies going on. And Russia will be able to send its troops into its new claimed area. So.
Yeah, it sounds like Russia and NATO are getting closer together as a result of all of this. It sounds like they may end up there may end up being a border between NATO and, well, I mean, I think there might already be a border between NATO and Russia, but I know there is actually. But it seems like there's going to be another border between NATO and Russia.
There is, between Russia and. NATO, I did look it up.
Yeah.
Ukraine borders Poland, which is part of NATO.
Mm-hmm.
But most of their borders, I don't believe, are connected to NATO, and Russia is farther to the east. So
there's the little carve out of Russia. I believe it doesn't that border NATO.
Alaska?
No. The there's a
the one on the Baltic Sea.
Is it an? I think it's called an enclave. The Baltic Sea. Yeah, I believe that's the Baltic Sea.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Somebody's gonna have to look at a map.
There's a tiny little peninsula. Oh, I'm sorry. That was Ukraine. I was looking at. I'll check.
If you want to weigh in here to this, the number 603-283-6160. So, in the midst of all this, of course, there was the attack on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which we talked about earlier this week. Still, there's no real obvious culprit. It seems like it could have been the United States that blew up Nord Stream 2, which was the gas pipeline.
It seems likely, just because it's down in the ocean, and what other country has the ability to tap into undersea cables and, you know, plant explosives and things like that?
Well, apparently it's only 300 feet down, so...
Okay, so they could have done it with divers?
Advanced,
I could probably do that if I had to.
Advanced-level divers with the right equipment could do this. So it's basically within the reach of any nation state who has a, you know, a dive team, essentially. But you've got video footage of Biden saying back in February that they were going to take out Nord Stream 2,
right,
if Putin invaded. So, I mean, maybe they used that as cover. Who knows what the real story is, but that's, of course, what kind of was the big deal earlier this week. And in other headlines related to this, so you've got now Putin is signing treaties. So on one side, you've got Zelensky signing an agreement to join NATO, trying to apply, I guess. He's waiting for approval now. And then Putin is signing treaties on the accession of former Ukrainian regions to Russia. So there's a certain process. Even though these people in the former Ukrainian regions have voted to join Russia, it doesn't happen the next day. It's political, right? So there's a whole bunch of procedure and pomp and circumstance that surrounds this. And according to RT.com, Putin has signed treaties on the inclusion of four former Ukrainian regions into the Russian Federation. Friday's ceremony marked the start of a formal process of their accession. Heads of Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics, as well as the leaders of Kherson and Zaporizhzhia, signed the documents together with Putin. The move follows official requests by the areas, which had declared independence previously, to join Russia. All four territories held referendums on the issue between September 23rd and the 27th, which saw overwhelming support for the move. In Donetsk, over 99% of the people voted to reunite with Moscow. Luhansk with just over 98%. And then the other regions with 93% in Zaporizhzhia, and then 87% in Kherson. And of course, as we pointed out earlier, the reason why these numbers were as high as they were is because the Ukrainian government, they threatened their people and said, if you vote in this election, we'll punish you with 5 years in prison. So, of course, almost everyone voting in the election were the people that wanted to leave Ukraine and go to Russia.
Well, aren't these areas also Russian-dominated anyway?
They are. And, that's right. So they probably would have voted for it anyway, but maybe it would have been closer to 80% instead of 99%.
What I'm curious is, were these territories at some point Russian or controlled by the Soviet Union in the past?
I think all of Ukraine wasn't it?
was, I guess, to some degree, but it was still a state within the Soviet Union as opposed to completely controlled by Russia. I think
I think it was more like a state than a country.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can join the show. This is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. T and Chris and Nobody joining you here tonight. And I want to let you know, if you've ever worked or lived at Camp Lejeune between 1953 and 1988, and you have suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, you may be entitled to compensation. Contaminants were in the drinking water during those times and might have led to those diseases. You can contact the following number to see if you or a loved one are eligible. 888-918-1037. Apparently, this also applies to family members who may have been affected by their loved one's illness. You can go and give them a call, and they'll let you know. 888-918-1037. People who were at Camp Lejeune between 1953 and 1988 ought to call this number if you had a serious health issue. The number is 888-918-1037. We are talking about the situation that is progressively getting worse, it seems, in the former area of Ukraine. Of course, Ukraine is saying it's not the former area of Ukraine, despite the fact that massive numbers of people apparently voted to leave Ukraine and join Russia. They're now signing the official paperwork to admit the former Ukrainian regions of the Donbass and the two regions to the south of that into Russia at this point. We're going to continue with that update here, but we also have Alu Axelman on the line. Alu from the Liberty Block calling from New Hampshire.
Hi, guys. Hey. So I wanted to talk about Mark Edge and debate him, but speaking of debates and speaking of Ukraine, before we get to that, my brother Laser, who co-hosted the show with us a while ago, obviously is somewhat of an expert on Ukraine, but also on history and independence. He's also a voluntarist and supports independence. But he strongly believes, and he has some reason to believe, that it's that independence without any bloodshed is impossible. It's impossible to be done peacefully. Daniel Miller has been speaking for 20 years about how it is possible peacefully and how it's happened many times before. I'm trying to negotiate a debate between them two. They are friends, but I would love a great debate, and it would be fantastic at Porkfest. But I need some great people like Ian and Chris and nobody to help me talk to Daniel and Laser and get this debate going at Porkfest next year.
Well, I mean, I'm happy to help in any way that I can. I don't have the best lines of contact to either of them, but certainly, I mean, I'd love to see a debate like that. That'd be great.
Awesome. Yeah, it will be an amazing event at Parkfest. So what I wanted to do, I was hoping Mark Edge was still in town and still on the show, because I wanted to tell him, you know, he knows I, you know, have a ton of respect for him, and he's awesome for Liberty guy. But when he says that the FSP is not working, the Free State Project, that's the Liberty Migration to New Hampshire, and other things is working, he says the FSP won't work, but the Northern Marianas will work. I mean, Honduras will work. I mean, else, Europe will work. You know what I mean? It kind of is not a great argument if you say, I found the one true holy grail and then change your mind about it five times in 1 year and don't live in any of them and give up on them. Also, the Honduras government voted unanimously in their parliament to strip this ZA free economic zone, whatever, of their status, which was the whole impetus of having a free city or free place to live in. Also, almost everything he does is about, yeah, and he says there's different types of freedoms, which I agree. Some people prefer some types of freedom. Some care about cannabis, some care about drugs, some care about guns or economic freedom, education freedom. And, you know, here we have libertarians in this state. We care about kind of all of them. But for him, the entire gun freedom is not an issue. And also taxes and money is probably not much of an issue for him either. I think he was lucky to be an early investor in crypto or whatever. He worked hard and made money. But for most people, you know, a tax of 5% versus 10% is a big deal for him. He can probably handle that. And he can handle flying back and forth from here to Honduras every other day because he has money. So the money thing and the gun things are the two biggest things for me. But for him, he doesn't really care. So he says New Hampshire is not that great, although it's the number one freest place for guns in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if any place freer on guns, but also on overall taxes and education. So anyway, on libertyblocks.com, I wrote an article recently. I published it on August 26th, like 7 or 8 massive reasons why the FSB is winning. So I can give you guys a few of the big reasons now, but everyone should check out the article on Liberty Block.
Sure. Go for it.
Yeah, you know, this is a philosophical thing, and I don't think Mark's heart is in it the same way as certain other, you know, people here. Hearts are in it.
No, he's definitely burned out. I mean, that's the the word I would use to describe how Mark Edge is these days. And I hope that he can find some sort of special place that really is, you know, demonstrably more free, and that the government gang, you know, goons of the area do leave him alone after he's paid them off enough. But ultimately, I don't see how that's really any different than what's going on with, you know, when you pay property taxes, right? Like, we're all paying off the gang. in order to prevent them from coming and ruining our lives. Now, in our case, some cases, they're trying to ruin our lives anyway, so it doesn't matter if you, you know, how much you pay them.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you know, that tends to be how things work, right? Like, you pay the gang, and they let you do things,
you know,
they don't bug you that much.
You know, it's interesting, because even when you do, you know, so follow the rules, so to speak, it doesn't stop them from, you know, going after you if you say the things, you know, that they don't like,
sure,
or do the things that they don't want you to do. You know, if you do it enough, they do come after you either way, whether or not you're following the rules. So I don't know. It's one of these things where it's, you kind of have to walk a sort of a fine line, but knowing that it doesn't matter how hard you try to follow the rules, they'll still come after you anyway if you, you know, if you have too big of an impact.
Right. One thing Mark is not going to do, I suspect, is go down to Honduras and start criticizing their government. Right, he's got all kinds of things to say about the U.S. federal government and the, you know, the people that they harm. But you know, the Honduran government is also putting peaceful people behind bars and also ruining people's lives and stealing people's property, because that's what people who call themselves governments all around the world do. The difference is he would be there at their pleasure. Right, you're in their territory. You've basically asked them for permission to come there, and they're not going to put up with you talking crap. Like Edward Snowden at this point, and I'm not saying Edward Snowden should. You know, Edward Snowden has done enough for freedom. He's put his entire life on the line. But I'm not saying he should start criticizing Putin, you know, now that he has gotten Russian citizenship. He probably should just chill for the rest of his life at this point. But, and if that's what Mark wants to do, that's fine. But don't pretend like it's a freedom movement.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead, Olu. What did you want to share?
Yes. So in addition to the, you know, 101 Reasons film, which there's a rumor that Justin O'Donnell is working on updating that in a book or a film or something, because there are tons of reasons that Liberty lives in New Hampshire. But I also just wrote this article. So we have the first reason is it's already a free state even before the FSB chose it. One of the reasons was because it had freedom. The second massive one is it's the only and most successful pro-freedom migration so far. 4,000 or 5,000, 6,000 have moved here. I know Mark, you know, mentioned some of those numbers may not be perfect, but again, thousands have moved here, and I think 1,000 in the last year during chronic fascism.
Just look at the number of movers that we've been going from 1 year to the next over the last 4 or 5 years. It's gone up massively, you know, and it's not even about the number of people we currently have. It's about the number of people who keep, you know, the numbers are climbing as a percentage from year
of course
to the next.
Big reason why I think we're successful, why the Liberty is winning in New Hampshire, is we are so decentralized that unless you're here, you can't understand what that means. And I'm finally learning what that means after a few years here, thanks to you guys. Like, decentralization is incredible because they can't take out the head of a snake if there are 100 heads or 1,000. We have, like, thousands of Liberty activists in the state. I bet the entire state of Florida doesn't have 1,000 hardcore Liberty activists.
No way.
We have thousands. And we are smaller. So per capita, we have, like, a tremendous number. There's no other state like it, again, in the union or in the world. There's so many, and it's decentralized. They can't take us out because we have so many different organizations.
I've been to the hold on, Aldo. I don't know if you have more to share, but you can if you want to hang on. I've been to the Florida State Libertarian Party convention. I think the 1 year I went, there was like 70 people there for the entire state of Florida. That by no means is that the full number of libertarians, but it gives you some.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis said rescue teams are checking homes and that about 1.9 million customers are without power. DeSantis gave a web address for those who had no cell phone service and still need to contact loved ones. It's missing.fl.gov. Ian made landfall near Georgetown, South Carolina, Friday afternoon with sustained winds of 85 miles per hour, battering the state with heavy rain and a life-threatening storm surge after killing at least 42 people in Florida and leaving behind a trail of apocalyptic destruction. And Ian, leaving many areas of Florida in states of disaster, with ruined homes and businesses, and the state's governor saying as many as 20 reported but unconfirmed fatalities. FEMA's Ann Bink Friday reported the agency has mobilized thousands to help. This is USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by BullionMax.com. It's looking pretty bleak out there economically. And, of course, you've got the Federal Reserve and the federal government gang to thank for it with their inflation. It's constantly continuing to print money into existence, which, of course, is likely going to raise prices and make life more difficult, put you behind the ball as far as your living standards are concerned. Just saw some statistics today showing that the pay rate of people is going up at about half the rate of inflation. So inflation is cranking, and pay raises are only going at about 50% of that. So you're definitely going to keep getting behind the ball. So what you might want to consider doing is what some savvy investors are doing, that is diversifying into gold and silver. And BullionMax.com can help you with that. You can buy direct from BullionMax.com without talking to a salesperson, and your precious metals will ship fully insured directly to your home. And now Free Talk Live listeners can order one of their most popular products at BullionMax, which is the Goldback, which are now in stock. They do have the new Wyoming Goldbacks that just came out, I think, last week, but supplies are likely to go fast, so you may want to grab yours while you still can at bullionmax.com/FTL. That actually takes you right to their Goldback sales page, bullionmax.com/FTL. If you don't know what Goldbacks are, they are beautiful, interchangeable gold money that you can carry in your wallet made of real gold. And the point of the Goldback is to actually use gold. And, Chris, you and I did this today at a local business here in the Keene area up in Alstead called Kirby's Q. We went there and we had some lunch, and I'm still quite full from it. It's amazing barbecue. But they take both cryptocurrency and goldbacks there. So I was able to pay for Bonnie and my meals with goldbacks, which is an amazing thing to be able to do. That is the whole point of the goldback, is to make gold useful for basically the first time in generations. I mean, not even your grandparents could really use gold in any sort of meaningful way, because you could only get it in ounce form, or maybe, if you were lucky, tenth of an ounce form. The gold back, you can get 1/1,000th of an ounce as the smallest denomination. That's, right now, one of those is retailing for about $4. So it actually makes it you can buy very small products with gold, which is very, very cool. So check out bullionmax.com/FTL. See, and Chris and nobody in the studio. Unfortunately, it looks like we lost Alu's call. He was going through some of the reasons why he thought Mark Edge, who is our co-host, who's been with us a couple nights this week because he's been visiting in New Hampshire, you know, why Mark is wrong about what he thinks about the Free State Project. I wish Mark were on to be able to respond to what Alu has to say. But I think, you know, I think it was, I think what was said was pretty accurate. I think Mark is pretty burned out. I think that he believes he can just move to a place and have the freedoms that he wants, and that's good enough. And I think that's fine. If that's what he's looking for, then that's great. But for those of us that actually want to see more freedom for everyone, more freedom for at least for those who want it, right? Because if you want somebody to tell you what to do, if you want somebody to lord over your life, by all means, you can hire people to do that. You can find people you don't even have to pay who will be willing to tell you what to do with your life. I mean, that's not a problem.
It's called getting a job.
There's plenty of control freaks out there, too. I mean, you could just tell somebody, you know, some control freak would love to tell you how to live your life. But
and there's always Mr. Spanx-a-Lot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some people do that. They hire a dominatrix, and they literally get, you know, a whip cracked over them, or told what to do, or whatever. So that's fine. But for those of us that actually want to be free, for those of us that want to live without being told what to do, just running and finding a government that's going to accept some large payout in order to largely leave you alone, I think for a lot of us that would still bother us, knowing that they were still out there abusing people, knowing they were still out there, the government people, out there harming other peaceful people. I don't know about you, but that would bother me.
Yeah, and it's not even like Honduras has not bothered people who have moved to Honduras. Like, there's a pattern of the Honduras government basically going after people for taxes who have moved and bought property in Honduras. So, yeah, like, you know, people from the United States.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
in Canada and other
countries. They know they have money, right?
Yeah,
so
right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Why not shake them down for some extra taxes?
Well, that's exactly what they do. They're shaking people down. It's like, you know, you're not going to get away from, trying to get away from taxes is going to be a challenging one.
Yeah, I get the frustrations that he has. Things don't move fast enough. He was complaining last night about, oh, well, the Free State Project says it's liberty in your lifetime, but what about all the people who've died? And there have been people who've moved here and have passed away, because it's not realistic to say that this is going to change in a decade. It's a slow grind to try to change a society.
Yeah.
You got to understand that going into it.
It's more philosophical, than anything else. I mean, yes, obviously, you know, a lifetime. When I think of in our lifetime, I think more of a collective lifetime, a human lifetime, not necessarily, like my personal lifetime. I mean,
Yeah. Obviously,
if somebody's 95 years old and they move for the Free State Project, it's probably not going to happen in their lifetime.
I mean, what did you think, Nobody, when you moved here? Did you think that this thing was going to turn around in 10, 20, even 30 years?
No, I really didn't. I'd say my predictions were pretty accurate, which is, you know, we're making progress, but it's gonna be a slow slug.
And in a lot of ways, it's even further along than I think, kind of I say this, any of us could have reasonably have imagined. We were talking about, you know, changing the state, not changing the feds, but changing the state. Yes, obviously there was always the idea of independence, but certainly it was focused more on the state in terms of, you know, more realistic terminology, right?
Sure.
But yet we actually do have an independence movement, and we've actually gotten a constitutional amendment, you know, put forth,
yep,
which just a couple years ago was unimaginable.
Right, and people like Mark want to laugh at that and act like it's impossible, and I'm sorry, it's not impossible. It is very well within the realm of possibility. I spoke at an event this weekend, this past weekend, and I gave a speech about independence there. Before I even gave the speech, now to be fair, it's an event of people that are awake and concerned with things that are going on around them, concerned with the rising power of the state and things like that. So it was a natural audience for this message, but probably 99% of the people in that room raised their hand when I asked them if they supported New Hampshire being an independent nation, using those specific words. Literally only one person slowly raised their hand when I said, and how many people want to stay with the federal government? One guy raised his hand. So this is a possibility, and it can happen if enough people believe that it can happen. And all you have to do is change people's minds.
I think the biggest hurdle right now is that nobody's talked about it. Nobody is hearing about it. And
I think nobody has heard of it.
Well, yeah,
he's here.
Fair enough. Yeah. But nobody has heard about it, or no one else. I mean, outside of the libertarian circles, almost nobody has heard of the idea of independence, right? For most people, it's such a new thing that they've never even thought about it before. Mm-hmm. So
right.
It's going to take time for, you know, the idea to sink in. And, you know, I don't even know how things could get worse than they already have over the last 2 years, but, you know, they probably will get worse, you know, and as things get worse, you know, more people will take up the idea, wake up, hopefully, yeah, and maybe there will be another vote for it, and we'll get further. And just because I doubt that there's been any independence movements that have, you know, the idea has sprung up and then independence has occurred.
It takes time.
I mean, you got to get the idea out there. You got to get support for the idea. And
you have to persuade people that are on the fence.
Right.
And you got to change people's minds that are against it. And
right.
That has to happen. And it will if you can bring enough people on board. People who are currently against independence, if they see friends of theirs changing their mind or joining the independence movement, they are going to give it a second thought. And there are some people that are just going to leave. They're going to see the writings on the wall. They're going to say, oh, my God, people are starting to support this thing. I don't want to be here when it happens.
We've already seen that to some degree. Yeah.
And they're going to take off. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And that goes back to the culture of freedom that's being cultivated here in New Hampshire is actually going to be a deterrent to people that love big statism, big government. They aren't even going to move here to begin with because that's not what they want in life. There's more.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Numbers here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Chris, and Nobody here tonight. We were talking with Alu Axelman a moment ago. He ended up having a run, but he did send along the article he was talking about from LibertyBlock.com that he wrote about why he says Liberty is winning here in New Hampshire. And he wanted to, I guess, counteract some of the claims that Mark was making on the show a few nights ago. The number here is 603-283-6160. Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want, and you can enjoy the various different features there. We don't charge you for our website. A lot of talk show hosts do that, so you can enjoy ours over at freetalklive.com. Let me give you a couple more highlights here from Alu Axelman, and we'll get back into the Russia-Ukraine thing here in a moment. But Alu points out that, so he was talking about how the movement here is very decentralized, and he has a big graphic, actually, that he took the time to make showing all the various different logos of the so many different groups and, like, liberty activism organizations and stuff, and it's, I don't know, at a glance, it looks like it's over 100 different organizations.
Yeah, you know, it was actually interesting. There was a Monanic, let's see, I'm trying to think what it was called, Gathering of... Monanic Gathering of, like, Liberty Groups, I think, something like that.
Yeah, that was this past weekend. That's where I spoke about NH Independence.
Right, right, right. And there were a lot of people there.
140-something, but that actually came from all over the state.
It's true, but there were a lot of different groups and a lot of different people there. And
the venue was full, basically. There was really no room in that.
Right, and people have to keep in context that New Hampshire's only got 1.2 million people. It's like an eighth of the population of New York City, right? So just you got to keep that in mind. This is actually quite a lot of people relative to the population. I know some people thinking like that's nothing, and it's sort of true, but you're looking at
people.
Yeah, right.
So every one of those influences friends and family members and coworkers and church members and things like that.
Yep. So
So there was that aspect, and then his fourth point here is that the Liberty Movement of New Hampshire works on promoting freedom and peace through every angle in every arena. He says many activists primarily work in the political sphere, but of course there's other areas in which people are doing things, like economics. We just had a crypto and gold-back meetup here today, Chris, that you and I attended, and you know, as usual, the discussion is of businesses that may or may not be accepting these alternatives or might be interested in accepting them. And of course, the more people that we can get migrating here who actually are willing to use alternatives like cryptocurrency or the gold back as opposed to the dollar, the stronger that economic strength that we have as a group becomes. And the larger that economic strength is, the more influential it is.
Yeah. You know, a great example of this, I think, is actually ParkFest. And ParkFest, where every single vendor, except for two, I believe,
were taking the summer camping festivals for the Free State Project, basically.
And every single vendor, except for two, carny vendors, basically were taking goldbacks or and or crypto or both. Amazing. So that's, I mean, that's just, that's amazing. And it's the ParkFest was actually where crypto, you know, before the first Bitcoin conference, you know, that's where it got started. So I think libertarians very much are, you know, they get the ideas of decentralization.
Let's see. So he gives that example. Then number five is over the past few years, progressives have been leaving the state rapidly. And that's one of the things I've really enjoyed that the Free State Project Twitter account has been doing over the last several months is they highlight these angry progressives and some of the posts that they're making, just absolutely livid over what's been going on with the Free State Project, to the point where some of them actually literally storm out of the state, and then they change their location to places like Portland, Oregon, and, you know, Boston or wherever,
yeah.
And they're no longer here in New Hampshire.
They're freaking out. You know, it's not a day that goes by that somebody isn't freaking out about the libertarians taking over the state, and it's, you know, it's a little bit of an exaggeration.
They are absolutely exaggerating, but that's how they feel.
There's a tad bit of truth to it. We're getting there, but we're not there yet.
But you have to wonder whether they are exaggerating on purpose, right? Like, from our perspective, it looks like clearly exaggerating. Like, if they say the Free Staters are taking over the state house, it's just not true. The Free Staters are maybe one-tenth of the state house. But to them, it may actually feel like that.
What I think the situation is that the increasing number of Free Staters in the state house, representative-wise, is increasing. And
slowly.
Slowly. But surely, I don't even know if I would say slowly, but certainly it's increasing. Mm-hmm. And what's happening is they see it as us versus them. In other words, the Democrats versus Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's more. They don't distinguish between libertarians and Republicans. They kind of mix us up. And they don't really understand the difference. And as a result, they're seeing themselves as losing effectively. Mm. They're losing the war that they see themselves in. And I think that's what it comes down to. It's not that libertarians aren't, you know, Free Staters aren't increasing in representation in the state house. We are, but it's not to the point where, you know, we control the state house. I think that's,
I wish that were true.
You know, I wish it were true too. And I think it's going to be, you know, it's probably going to be at least a decade, if not more, mm-hmm. before that happens. But we're definitely getting closer and closer every single year, every single election cycle.
Yeah. The other thing that's notable about Democrats, there's really two things that I think are salient. One is cowardice and the other is entitlement. You know, they're not used to anybody fighting back against them, really.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that they're entitled to the whole world. And anything they disagree with, it's not just somebody has a different opinion, but he's spreading misinformation, needs to be arrested, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They have this huge entitled attitude that, it's mysterious to me. I don't understand how people can think like that.
I'm amazed at how much money is being pumped into the state, seemingly from out of state, presumably. Just this current election cycle. I don't know if you guys have noticed the videos that have been playing on television and you know different places.
I don't watch television.
Internet for that matter.
What are they doing?
Running attack ads
about Freestaters.
Freestaters.
Wow.
Yeah. And just the amount of money that's being pumped.
I knew they were doing like physical direct mail.
Oh
ads.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had actual TV
and
spots.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. I've heard of candidates doing TV spots in the past, like in northern New Hampshire a little bit, mm-hmm. but I've never seen it on a wider scale like this. Yeah. And certainly, I mean, we've seen definitely the flyers in the past, right. But they seem to be ramping up.
Big time.
It probably more than what, you know, I would think would be achievable within a small state like New Hampshire if it wasn't for outside funding. Yeah. I don't know where it's coming from, but it just, and that's just my
appearance. Democrats. I mean, the high level Democrat organizations are the ones funding this stuff.
It would appear to be that
way. It's a desperate Hail Mary attempt to try to save the Democratic Party here in New Hampshire. We actually had Keith Ammon last night on the show, who's a state representative and a free stater, very effective state legislator of multiple terms. And what he explained to us was that the Democratic Party is in the process of likely sort of decertifying New Hampshire as the first in the nation primary. Now, it hasn't happened yet, but they appear to be laying the groundwork for this. He cited specific things that some committee within the Democratic National Committee, one of their subcommittees around elections, is doing. And they basically created a rule that says if your state, they're going to come up with their own calendar. So they're going to ignore what the state necessarily rules are about primaries. And they're going to say, well, if we don't want New Hampshire to be the first Democratic primary, we'll just decertify it. And then any candidates that run in the New Hampshire presidential primary, we will punish you. So if you're a Democrat and you want to run for president, and the Democratic Party says, we're no longer going to recognize New Hampshire's election because it's not happening when we want it to, then you, if you are a candidate, will be punished by them if you try to run in the Democratic primary in New Hampshire. It looks like it's confusing you, Chris. What part of that is confusing?
Because
it is confusing, I will admit.
So they would run unofficial Democratic primaries, and then what happens when it comes to election time? They're presumably wouldn't be on the ballot.
So what they're going to do is they're going to potentially, this hasn't been decided 100% yet, but
I'm just trying to figure out how this would even
completely
work.
Completely decertify New Hampshire's primary for the Democrats. They would ignore it. The Democratic Party would assign no delegates to New Hampshire. So New Hampshire would have its primary.
Yeah.
But then the Democrats would just ignore the results, and they would say that doesn't count towards what we're doing.
Okay, and then what would happen at election time on the ballot? Would the Democrats not have any candidates on the ballot?
They would. We're talking about the primary at this point, so not they wouldn't be ignoring the general election.
Primary is how you end up with candidates on the ballot at election time, right? So
they would have 49 other primaries that they would be paying attention to. They would ignore the New Hampshire one. Is the theory? It's really interesting. I can explain a little bit more coming up here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join the show here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks.
Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with me.